This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. This episode is entitled, A Deal is a Deal. Many of you will remember this as the Miracle Salve episode. And it was episode number 122, aired on April 6, 1964. Was written by Bill Idelson and Sam Bobrick. It was directed by Jeffrey Hayden. Now, the episode opens with Opie walking down the street, and he runs into Johnny Paul. And, you know, we hear Johnny Paul talked about, and he's on several of the episodes, who is also selling Miracle Salve. And we'll see in just a minute, there'll be a total of five boys selling the Miracle Salve. And I mention that because we're going to notice the number of boys changes throughout the episode. I don't think it's an inconsistency, but if you're a trained noticer, I'd expect you to notice these kind of things. So they're trying to sell the salve, and they're not having much luck with it. The idea is to try to win a pony by selling the most salve. And most of you probably sold things when you were a kid. I know I did. I remember selling cups with smiley faces on them and variety of other things going door to door. And I'm not sure that I could do that nowadays. But anyway, back to the episode. The next scene, we see Opie entering the courthouse, and you know he's been having trouble selling the Miracle Salve. And he's talking to Andy about it, and Andy, you know, basically trying to comfort him. And then, of course, Barney comes in, and there's a short little scene about talk about Barney getting a cat, and Opie confuses the cat with the lady's whose cat it was, getting the cat out of the tree, and it turns out the cat came down out of the tree by himself. So Barney didn't like having to do these tasks most of the time. And then imagine going to get the cat down, and the cat got down by itself. So you could either look at it as, wow, didn't have to mess with it, or I went all the way out there and didn't even get to help. So as you would expect, when Barney hears what Opie's trying to do, he tries to talk to Opie about his selling technique, telling him you got to, you know, basically earn your way in, start out with compliments. And so we see this little scene where Barney's trying to practice on Andy, and Andy, of course, gives Barney a hard time. And the next thing, we see that Trey, one of the other kids trying to sell the salve, has had sent the salve back, and because he'd given up on it. And in the meantime, had gotten a letter from the company, and the letter was mean, said he was disappointed, and said he was going to blacklist him. Now, at this point in the episode, if you look, you'll see only four boys. And remember, we saw five overall earlier, but right now we're only seeing four, so it just happens to be that one of the kids is not around. So they all run to the courthouse. They're going to ask Sheriff what to do about it, and when they walk in, Barney's asleep. And there's several episodes where we see Barney asleep, and those are some of the fun parts of the episodes, the ones that I enjoy where Andy plays tricks on him. Here the kids are going to try to wake Barney up, and again, watch Don Knotts' face as he's doing the sleep, and it's really, really brilliant how he does this. So the kids spend a little bit of time trying to wake him after Opie's bragging about how he could wake it at drop of a hat. And of course, they dropped something heavier than a hat, and it didn't wake Barney. So after they tell Barney what their situation is, Barney says, we're going to have a lawyer letter. So he sits Opie down at the sheriff's desk, and Barney starts to dictate a mean letter. And of course, if you know anything about attorney's letters, it wouldn't sound too much like what Barney's dictating. But again, it's funny. Andy walks in and he sees all the commotion in the courthouse with Barney and the kids and asks what's going on, and the kids explain it. And so basically Andy says, don't worry about it. It's just an intimidation tactic that the company's trying to do. And they said, if they tell you they're going to blacklist you, you tell your friends, and so everybody would try to sell stuff harder. So at this point, Barney gets mad at the company and he wants to get back at them, showing a little bit of revenge here. And he's trying to talk Andy into going to Mount Pilot and talk with him. And by the way, if you didn't know this, Mount Pilot is named after Pilot Mountain, which is an actual place in North Carolina. I actually live about 90 miles from Pilot Mountain. So many of you listeners probably already knew that. But for those of you that may be new to the Andy Griffith Show or new to this podcast, may not know that Mount Pilot was really just Pilot Mountain turned around. So when Barney sees that Andy's going to have none of his scheme, Barney calls someone he knows to go along with him, and that's Gomer. So in the next scene, we see Gomer and Barney walking into a building, and they pass several doors with different businesses written on the doors. And they walk in, and we notice that Gomer introduces himself as Opie Taylor Sr., of which there is no character by that. And Barney calls himself Dr. U.T. Pendock. And he actually talks in a voice just like this while he's wearing those rim glasses. And one of the funny things, beside the voice that Barney does, Gomer is just fascinated. Look at the look on Gomer's face while Barney's doing the voice. And so it comes into play just a few seconds from now. But basically, they tell the businessmen that they found that the miracle salve actually cures the mange on their pets. You know, Dr. U.T. Pendyke being a veterinarian. And so they basically said, we want to buy as much of this as we can from you. And they suggest to the businessmen that you actually get the jars back from the boys in Mayberry. So there was their scheme. They're going to get the company to buy the jars back from the kids in Mayberry so they could rescue the kids. Now, again, all of this was done with, you know, to try to help the kids out. So, again, that's Barney being the good person that he is. And this scene ends with Gomer changing his voice to really deep, and then Barney actually drops his Dr. Pendyke voice just for a second. So they all get confused, and it's funny. And, of course, it's interesting that the way they set up the episode, that the businessmen don't even question their changing of the voices. So, anyway, the next scene, we see Opie come flying into the Taylor kitchen, and he has a letter that basically is telling him to return all his salve, and by doing so, they'll even give him a dollar. So, we see in this scene that, or the actual next scene, that the businessmen are now in Mayberry collecting all the salve back, and if you look closely, now you have to really be a trained noticer to see this, there's a total of 9 boys. There's some behind the car. There's one leaving the car right when the scene begins, and there's 2 in the background on the far left as you face your television that have already gotten their money. So, again, anywhere from 4 to 9 boys that we know of, and this will play out a little bit later in the episode. So, anyway, they're all returning their salve and getting a dollar back. So, basically, we see Opie running in to show Andy that he got a dollar, and Andy's just making like it's a big deal for Opie to have a dollar. And then Barney and Gomer, and this is all happening at the courthouse, come in, and Andy and Opie tell Barney and Gomer that, you know, the guys asked for their salve back, and they come in, look like they've really got something going on. They're smiling, they're all proud of themselves, and they hint about that they had something to do with it. And I love this scene because in typical Barney fashion, Andy's trying to get information that Barney knows that Andy wants, so Barney drags it out, won't tell him right away. And Andy's trying to get it out of Barney, and Gomer keeps interrupting. Andy tells Gomer to shut up. And I don't know why that's so funny to me, but when Andy tells people to shut up or I'm going to kill you, and as he says it a couple of episodes, it just cracks me up. And while he's again trying to get information, Aunt Bee calls, and she's just going absolutely crazy over the telephone. You can actually, the episode plays the voice, so you can hear that she's being pretty loud. So they rush home to see what's going on to the Taylor home, and basically what they find out is that delivered to Opie Taylor Sr., which is the character that Gomer was pretending to be, was 946 jars of Miracle Salve. And so, again, Andy is like starting to get extremely mad. Barney has this, oh no, look on his face. And so finally Gomer begins to tell Andy the whole story as Andy gets madder and madder. So in the final scene, we're back at the courthouse, and we see that they've carried all the 946 jars of the Miracle Salve to the courthouse. And so Barney, again scheming, has asked Gomer to go bring in the kids. He's going to, you know, basically they have to get rid of the salve. And so what Barney's hoping to do is to tell the kids they can sell the Miracle Salve, no rush, that he'll, you know, be patient with them. And if you notice in this scene, there's 9 kids that come in. So again, probably the same 9 kids you saw earlier in the episode, although it's really hard to see. But as you see by the looks on the kids' faces and their reactions, they want no part of trying to sell the Miracle Salve again. So the episode ends funny as Andy walks over and gets 2 boxes of the Miracle Salve, has one to Barney, hands one to Gomer, and as they walk out the courthouse door, they're yelling salve because they're trying to sell the Miracle Salve. So again, another good story and episode where people are trying to help each other because they care about each other, but something tends to go wrong. So the trivia question for this episode, you really have to be, again, a very good trained noticer, and if you didn't see it the first time, you can go back and look again. What is the room number in the office building for the Miracle Salve Company? Again, the trivia question is, tell me the room number for the Miracle Salve Company in the office building when Barney and Gomer go to visit. If you think you know the answer to this, you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E on Mayberry.com, and you'll see the episode title, which is A Deal is a Deal. In parentheses, you'll see the answer to this. Or if you would rather just email me and ask me if this is the correct answer, I'll respond back to you and let you know whether you got the trivia question right or not. And again, when you email me, if you have any questions or comments about the Burke on Mayberry, I'd love to hear it. You can email me at burke@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at the letter I, mayberry.com, and I'll be glad to answer your emails there. So again, another fun episode of the Andy Griffith Show. And as they say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.